now move to the health sector, where it is very apparent that patients are the worst hit in the ongoing feud between resident doctors and federal government. Inspiration FM News was at the University of Oyo Teaching Hospital, UUTH, where activities are obviously slowed pace due to the absence of resident doctors to attend to patients, and in turn patients understanding that they cannot access treatment at a tertiary institution due to the lingering strike. It's over a month since the National Association of Resident Doctors embarked on an indefinite strike over unmet demands by the federal government as the government threatens to activate the no-work, no-pay policy. The feud has gotten heated as the doctors accuse the Ministry of Labor and that of Health of hindering the possibility of fruitful negotiations, hence the resolve to continue with a strike. Our correspondent Glory Silas spoke with some pregnant women who arrived to access antenatal care for the first time. One of them, who needed urgent attention, was stranded because there was no doctor to attend to her.
Me, I came with special problem after the booking, because today's for booking, doctor would have checked me, and there's no doctor to check. I'm going back home with the same pain I came with. So they now said that I should come on Tuesday. That Tuesday is the day that doctor will come because they're on a strike. So they don't have the emergency doctors, because emergency doctors are supposed to be today, but they're not there. So since they're not there, so we have to go. But for the nurse, they're doing very well. They're trying.
First day of coming here. Yes, I just registered and they've given me a doctor. And they asked me to come back. So I've never met with any doctor. Yes.
A health worker who spoke with our correspondent on condition of anonymity declared the health condition of patients who have had to still show up at the hospital. It is clear that a number of tuberculosis patients in critical condition are in dire need of doctors' attention.
There have been some really ups and downs. Like we here, we're in charge of tuberculosis. So the patients are not really coming. They're not really turning up. Especially these times they're on strike. And I barely see the doctors because today we've gotten up to 8 presumptive cases for tuberculosis. But there are no doctors to check on them. So we keep postponing it for them to see the doctors. So we have our own private doctor at the dot section. We have our own doctor, tuberculosis doctor, at the dot section. Yeah, I think he's on duty. Yeah, comes and goes because we are a different body entirely. So it's an NGO, HIV, and these ones are tuberculosis.
Some patients also revealed that they had to pay more to get medical services at the private hospitals due to the unavailability of the resident doctors in the government-owned hospitals.